Good morning again. Our numbers have doubled since I was up here a moment ago. That's good. This morning we're going to be reading Galatians chapter 4. I want to just say just something very quickly before we read this. The time that a person spends prior to coming to Christ is spent under the condemnation of the law. And that's really the point that Paul is making here to the Galatians, because they have been deceived by Jews who are telling them that they have to live according to the law in order to truly be saved and in order to be Christians who are completely acceptable and pleasing to God. And Paul is utterly distraught at the fact that the Galatians are slipping into this lie, because it's a lie that violates the truth of the gospel. That they have liberty in Christ, and that liberty is the liberty from the bondage of the law and the liberty from the servitude of sin and the liberty to walk according to the Spirit of God, which now dwells in them. And here in chapter 4, he's pointing out that like a child who is under tutors and governors as long as he's a child, yet is going to be the heir to an estate, so those who have come to Christ have come out of that childhood and are now heirs of God through Jesus Christ. And that's where you stand today if you are in Christ, if you've accepted Christ as your Savior. You are no longer a child under the tutorship of the law to teach you what to do is right, but you are now an adopted son of God who has the Spirit of God dwelling in you. And that's the basis of what we do, is what God's Spirit teaches us to do, which will always coincide with and come from His Word. So I just wanted to give a brief explanation, because a lot of times the letters of Paul and his wording, I know, can cause some thought that takes longer than what we have to process as we're reading through it. So I just wanted us to have that little introduction, if you will. Let's pray, and then we'll read Galatians 4. Father, again, we thank you for the time to be here this morning. We thank you for your word, and we do thank you for your Spirit, who guides us into all truth, which is found in your word. And we thank you, Lord, for the reading of it, for the ability to stand here today and to read it publicly and to hear it. And we ask that your Spirit would indeed guide us, guide our hearts into understanding the truth that we're about to read. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me at all. Ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye despised not nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you that ye might affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons,
the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Brother Keith.